We're back. You are listening to Davins, and thank you all for hanging out with us. I guess I should tell everybody what the hell, what the deal is with my flight now.
Yeah, now that we're
oh yes, 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 how we make out.
Now that I ruined the show and said I was going to vote for Trump.
I know. Are you back? Are you normal?
If it took a canceled flight to wise you up, it's worth it.
That's what it is, Joe. I just need some tough love by our airlines. They speak to me in ways that you can't.
You have to get smacked around by a stew.
See, Joe, if you just told me it would cost me money if I don't vote for Trump, I'd be on board. I'd be on the Trump trip. You just were taking the wrong approach. You were trying to persuade me with words.
Persuade you with dollar signs.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way.
There you go.
So apparently my wife's uncle is a travel agent. They still exist. Travel
oh,
agents.
Yeah, they still have those people.
So she called him, and her cousin, my wife's cousin, had a baby today. So congratulations, Jody.
Yay.
Wow.
Congratulations, Jody and Manny, on their new baby. I think it's a baby boy. Don't know. Didn't get that. Anyway, I think it's a boy.
Get yeah. my flight. Oh,
well,
nice
we had
kid.
A oh, yeah, we had a baby. That's nice. Look, I got...
Pretty much.
Baby, cool. Okay,
is the baby talking yet? No. Then all right. Then you need to listen.
Then fine. I need to be. All right. Now, here's
can the baby upgrade me? I don't want to. I don't care.
So American Airlines is allegedly one of the few airlines that will actually try to find you another flight on another airline.
Wow.
I guess most of the airlines don't do that anymore.
Huh.
So they found me United, leaving at the same time, leaving out of Newark, which is the airport I was leaving at. It gets me there 15 minutes later. Fine. Whatever.
Not a big. Not
yeah,
a big.
That's
not a big,
yeah.
Not a big.
The problem is it leaves out of Chicago, which is a nightmare. But that's all right. Now I found out why they canceled my flight. I had a brief layover in Dallas.
Right.
Apparently they have major flooding there.
Oh.
Like Edith Buck. Ow! Oh!
I know.
So that's why. So I really wasn't entitled to anything if it's a weather situation.
Wow.
But
okay.
I was going to fly first class, but it wouldn't have done me any good.
Right.
So now we have to, when they give me the new itinerary, because I got to print that out. It's on United. Got to get that. Hopefully I'll get an aisle seat, but if not, it is.
Hey,
it is.
Any seat. Any seat.
Any yeah. seat in a storm.
Any seat in a storm. Yeah.
So
you need to get there.
So I guess I will not be voting Trump. I guess
he's back.
I think we could thank President Obama for getting this done.
His normal facial color has resumed.
Yes.
Gavin needs to get to the gig on time.
That orange faded away so quickly. I'm so relieved.
This is the benefit of having an intelligent African-American white president. Things get done.
This is what happens when you have a cousin who's a travel agent.
No, he had nothing to do with it. Our uncle had nothing to do with it.
Right. Oh.
Actually, American Airlines took care of it.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah, Mario over at American Airlines. Mm. So. And an Italian immigrant, I'm guessing. He wanted to learn the language. So it worked out, so I'm not furious any longer.
Yeah, it's good.
You're gleeful.
I'm going to go that far.
Glee!
Because you know what it is? It's extra stress that I don't need. As it is, I'm not going to sleep tonight, and I have to do a show.
Yeah.
I have to fly across the stupid country. I have to drive 3.5 hours, and then I got to be funny. Shut up, you.
Never mind. We all know where I'm going with
yes,
this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, Mr. Predictable.
That's no surprise to anybody.
Exactly. That's
here or listening.
Exactly. I was not going to be blindsided with that brick to the head.
At least I got some sleep.
I'm not going to get any sleep. But at least...
you missed that stupid.
Oh, if I get hit with... just right. Funny-ish. So, a little question that I wanted to get to at the top, but we were distracted by things, you know, your job, Joe's housing situation, American Airlines playing shenanigans. So, I am going through all the... Remember, I've said this before, I had that victim who was scammed, allegedly.
Yes.
By Avalos, and I'm going through the emails, and I'm going through the pictures, and I'm going to put it all on the website. I started the process of going through all that.
Oh, cool.
In addition, I also... When they were suing Match.com, Evan Spencer got experts on scammers. Remember that from the other side that were going to testify
right.
on his behalf, which was against us.
Right.
Not that I was testifying, but now
can I get an amen?
They wouldn't want me. It would not go well for them.
Testify,
lady, your honor. If I could bring Ann Jackson to the podium,
but this organization,
fuck you,
fuck you,
asshole. Assholes.
Remember where there was the allegation in there that somebody heard Match.com say that they knowingly do it with scammers.
Oh,
there was that allegation.
Yes.
Well, that's hearsay.
Yeah, right.
Well, the person who I now talk with from Romance Scams Now was that person.
Oh.
Who did hear it from Match.com.
Oh.
So that's what he's claiming.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly.
But now I have a working relationship with this person. So he actually sent me some of the emails back and forth between the lawyer Evan Spencer and he.
Oh, how interesting.
So I have those, and I have permission to print those, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, yeah, Evan Spencer pretty much said we fucked it up.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. That's so great.
So we have that, and I'm going to be adding that.
Love it.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids. That was a foot race to that one.
Oh, we got there at the same time, but it was a race well worth run.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
I am so happy.
So I have permission to print that. I have permission from the victim to print text messages back and forth. I'm going to redact Avalos' phone number.
Yeah.
You know, it can be found publicly.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to be the one doing it. Right.
I have voicemails, some of which we've played before. I have nude videos.
Ooh.
I have nude pictures.
Ooh. Are they of Joe?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
I have emails back and forth from them.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. And, of course, I have the correspondence with this gentleman who really, I mean, I realized when I was going through it, I've been talking to this guy for a couple years, really had a really tough time. I mean, she really just took the starch right out of him because this was a person that had been scammed by somebody pretending to be Avalos, then finds the real Avalos.
And then she scams him.
Exactly. And I'm going to include all this stuff.
Shameless.
You'll see her asking for money for various things. Various things that we're all familiar with. We've seen from other scammers. So I'm working on that. So all that is going to go on the davinsden.com website soon enough. Because I have to go through working on my end. Then I have to give it to Diva Donnie to post. So the question I bring to you guys.
Is when in Christmas do you want to read this?
Well, that's pretty much.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's kind of the question. Is like, do I bring that to this show or do I just post it online? I mean, is that something you guys
bring it to the show?
Oh,
yeah. The show. Absolutely. Of course.
Show.
All right.
Show.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm a little hesitant because I don't want to portray. I don't care about Avalos. I don't want to portray this person, and so I'm going to leave out certain things.
Leave out certain things, okay. But why would you want to just post it?
Because we've covered it so much.
But you know what? But however, we've also derailed this major lawsuit. One of our claims to fame is derailing the major lawsuit.
We're assholes. That's our claim to fame.
Right.
Yes.
So why wouldn't we? You know, why wouldn't we go more in depth with this? This is our calling card.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We want to gloat a little bit more. Come on.
Yes, we do.
All right. Yeah. So I'll bring that to the air.
And also, I don't think that it's anything. It's not like ruining our quote unquote journalistic integrity or anything. Redacting certain things about the victim because I don't think that it's anyone's best intention.
No, there's
to put out things that we should.
Well, obviously, I'm gonna redact his name.
Of course,
his email address.
Just change it. You know, like,
and
just
change
the
things
innocent,
if you have
you know?
To.
Right, but I mean, it's just I was just reading this. It was just so gut wrenching to read what he was going through, and I helped him. He gives me credit for getting him through this. I never really thought I was going to bring this to the air.
You never thought you could, but now that you've got the permission,
I'm afraid he's going to come back and say no at some point. But I mean, what I want to show is
then, you know, I mean,
what I want to show is that this is real, that he did have this connection with art. Because I've thrown a bunch of stuff on there that really makes it pretty clear, what happened. But you still have your naysayers, and I'm sure after, but it's just more. And then I got to once again decide if I get that up in a timely manner because I'm going to be about 45 minutes away from her in December when I'm working down in Florida.
Whether to go.
Do
and
I want
to
make. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because,
Craig, it might be a loon.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the scheme would be because they do the bounce house thing is, order a house to someplace and go, ha ha, it's me. Watch that.
No. Oh, no. Because then now you have taken money away from them, potential money away from
I would
from
hate
them.
To do that. I mean, they're such good people.
Yeah, but
no,
you'd be liable for that money because you're taking the
might be worth it if I get the interview.
I mean,
I got to catch a flight to Florida with bail money to get you out of the who's gal.
Right.
$200, it'll be fine. It's a bounce house, stupid. It's not Fort Knox. It's a fucking rubber.
He's stuck in it. You got to get down here. I'm hiding in a bounce house. Can I play in it? Yeah. No, stupid. You can't. Just get a flight down here. And don't
I'll
make it American.
I'll live if I can fly, play in it.
I mean,
here.
I think I can get the cheap bounce house for like 24 hours for $100. It'll be fine. We have it in the show account.
Lisa says if you're going to do that, pack the big net.
Pack the big net.
To catch them with.
And where am I going to take them? To the gigs with me for the week?
You have an audience.
Yeah. That's a com- what are you talking about? It's a comedy club.
No, I'm kidding.
He's being a dick.
Oh, for the
you
love
notice?
Of Pete, I was just making
of course
a
you would say you love Pete
joke.
Milo. That's a gay Republican we were talking about before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, they don't all land.
No.
Just like your connecting flight.
Dallas is underwater.
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. Well, we were talking about that before. We were suspecting.
Well, how
it's not
we
a weather 2,000
miles away from Dallas. I don't know what's going
do
on.
Do either of us look like meteorologists? No.
No. And so, do we live in the Fort Worth area? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's not like they have national weather on television. How are we supposed to know?
How are we supposed to know?
It's
like,
not
right
like
now?
They have a channel dedicated to it.
It's not like you can have a phone and within a minute look up the weather in Dallas.
Yeah. How are we supposed to know? These are things that are out of our grasp. Assholes. But at least there's a reason. That makes me happy.
Well, of course.
I feel bad for the folks at Dallas, but at least now I know why.
Oh, no. All the flooding this year has been terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not global warming. It's fine.
No, it's fine.
Climate change. Climate, not global warming. That didn't take. So now it's climate change.
Oh, okay. Now that's what it is.
That's what they call it now, climate change.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
And then you get like stupid Louis Gohmert, whatever his name is, that Texas congressman throws up a snowball. You call, where's your global warming now? It's called winter, you jackass. It's a snowball. That happens sometimes, you moron. This guy, Louis Gohmert, such a maroon. This is why I posted on Facebook before we get into this. We are getting the government we deserve. This guy goes on like, you know, like if we were going to fly to Mars, we can't have gay people on that. If we're going to repopulate the world, we can't go to Mars with gay people because they won't be able to repopulate. It's like their fucking sperm isn't gay. It's not like a gal. Oh, that's an egg. Go away. Go away. You can milk them. You'll be fine.
You can milk them.
Oh, don't, Joe.
Oh, Joe
don't,
got
don't
this
take
thoughtful
Louis
face.
You don't
on.
Want to be
oh,
on that
no.
team.
Really?
But logistically, think about it.
Oh God!
If you were
no.
going to send, are you planning?
First of all,
be-
not everybody's fucking who's up there. You know, if you got a really good gay scientist,
but you're going to find people that want to fuck so you can repopulate up there.
Don't
if you want to colonize?
That
they don't all have to.
Yeah, exactly. They don't all have to.
All right, then bring some gay people up there too.
But Louis Gohmert's saying no. You can't bring the gays. That would also mean you can't bring old people. Because you can't repopulate with old people.
Well,
you can't bring kids.
It depends on what the mission is going
to
be.
To repopulate, we're going to die. And Louis Gohmert's spearheading
well,
us.
Well, maybe the first mission's up there. You just want, you know, heterosexual couples to maybe repopulate. After a couple of years, then you'll start bringing up, you know, gay people and stuff like that. It's more of
I don't think that's part of his plan.
Lisa said we could use Martian surrogates.
What?
Martian surrogates.
Okay.
For the gays.
Thank
I like
you.
That plan.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm down.
But if you're looking at it as from a scientific approach, mm-hmm. you know, at the beginning of this project, maybe at the outset, you wouldn't want to bring gay couples up there because they can't reproduce.
No, he's not talking about gay couples. He's saying gay people. So if you're a gay scientist or a gay horticulturalist, you can't go because you're not going to fuck.
Because you're useless because you're not going to pop out a kid.
Which is ridiculous because, like, yeah. I mean, if you got somebody who's a 75 years old but is brilliant and knows how to, like, you know, engineer a society, he's going up.
Yeah.
If he can survive the trip.
If he can survive the trip. And that's the logistic. You see, you got to look at it logistically from a cold scientific standpoint.
Which is what Louis Gohmert's known for.
But, you know, but at the outset of that mission, I mean, as the mission progresses,
it wasn't
obviously
his point. It was an anti-gay thing.
Okay, well.
He's a maroon, and Texas keeps on voting for him, which is why I say we get the government. Oh, Hillary sucks. Trump sucks. Yeah, and we're getting exactly what we deserve, because there was more qualified people, and you didn't vote for him. So you're getting exactly what you deserve, America. Good job. Enjoy it. I can't wait.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. But if the airlines run on time, I'll be happy. Whoever can make the airlines run, they get my vote.
Oh, that's the only criterion.
Yeah, well, everything else is shot to hell in a handbasket. I don't have confidence in anybody else who's running, do you?
No.
No. I know, Joe. I know you. I'm dying for Trump. I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Casinos on in every pot. I understand. That'd be cool. And that was a campaign promise. Everybody gets a slot machine. Wow.
You get a slot machine.
Government's doing that already. I mean, with approving all these casinos all over the place when they know that people are going to go there and gamble their money away.
Yes.
Because it leads to tax dollars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they don't go bankrupt. But I know a man who did. But anyway, I digress.
Well, that was due to the climate in Atlantic City. That's
if you're so smart, you should have known, don't build there.
Well, no, they should have built there. What Atlantic City's problem was, Atlantic City as a whole, was they didn't realize as they were getting all these casinos, other gambling places and casinos, that they were pulling those people that were coming from Philly and all over away from there. They need to make Atlantic City more of a destination spot like Las Vegas is. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, it's got the beach, but other casinos survived, and this is before all the casinos were popping up where he went bankrupt. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Unless, of course, you worked at those casinos.
Yeah.
Or you had invested, and you didn't get your money back.
Actually, because of the losses in Atlantic City, all of New Jersey is in trouble. Because financially it is taking away, because they're going to have they're going to have to siphon away state money to help fund the loss of tax base that's happening in Atlantic City. And that means, and Atlantic City is in danger of defaulting on some of their loans. If that happens, the entire state's credit rating will go down.
Well,
it could have cost them all.
Christie signed legislation.
Are we doing this?
I'm just answering her question.
Yeah.
I'm not debating her. I'm just answering the
question.
No,
I know that. I'm not blaming you. But I'm like, really? Are we going
to... You started the whole Trump thing.
Yeah.
I was having fun.
I understand, but you're not a... we love debating each other. You figured it was going to go... you know?
Don't you have a lefty on fucking Facebook you could be yelling at?
I'm just... I did. It cost me a couple of projects.
Really?
No, I was spending too much time arguing with him.
But it did make me laugh. I actually had to text him. I go, funny.
So I was wishing you were chiming in to put a little common sense into
off of. I'm not getting involved.
I'm
getting smarter. Plus, you'd already slammed one of his friends who brought facts. I didn't want to get involved. Let you maniacs argue yourselves. Anyway, all right, let's do some scam busters because that's what we do.
Yeah.
What are the categories, Pip?
Well, the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And then I think category two this week is going to be fucking liars.
Good category.
Thank you. And then category three, I'm feeling a little so-called Melvin Santos.
Ooh!
So-called Melvin Santos. Right.
What do you think, Joe?
All right. I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
All right. And then the next one, I'm sorry.
Fucking liars.
Fucking liars. I'm going to go with six.
Whoa, okay.
So-called Melvin Santos will be five.
Wow. All right. I'm going to say Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with two fucking liars and two so-called Melvin Santos. And then here in the chat, Joe's Girl's weighing in with four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and one so-called Melvin Santos. And then we have one more coming up, but that'll probably take a second. So we're waiting for you, Lisa. Oh, here we go.
I have a new fucking itinerary.
Four Melvin Santos, zero fucking liars, and one so-called Melvin Santos. You got a new itinerary?
Oh, I don't have my itinerary yet. That's what's pissing me off. Because I need it from United now so I can print that out after the show. Because I need more fucking homework. All right. Well,
Joe looks like
I'm on American Airlines.
Thank God.
Joe looks like he has PTSD from Davin's outburst today.
I'm getting yelled at for shit that's not my fault.
I know. Just be quiet and sit here.
Yeah. Don't you have something to paint?
Something to mend?
Just trying to be a good second mic to a show without getting yelled
at. Now
at
you want to start. Five years in and you want to start doing that?
It's not my fault it rained in Texas.
I know.
Maybe it is.
All right, Nettie.
Yeah. Is that something your mom would say?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she knew something I didn't.
Stop seeing the clouds there, Joe.
Yeah. So maybe tonight's the night that the funds will finally wind up in Ann Jackson's.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I
it's 72 hours. Maybe it'll work out between her and her daughter Jennifer.
Yeah.
Tonight could be the night for that.
Mummy. Dearest Mummy.
So you guys are saying no.
Yeah.
Ranting in the song was still going.
Yeah, I was like, why?
I was halfway done.
I was like, really, why am I still hearing music?
All right. So the subject for this is from Anne to me. Subject is, and this is, she's carbon copying this to me.
Okay.
Do not fuck me up or I will fuck you up.
That sounds like your talk to the airlines.
Anne's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
One.
I will fight for this because it is not only for myself, but for many victims, even some victims committed suicide. Mm-hmm. You and then there's like lines, and this is directed to UN Secretary Melvin Santos. You told me you were real. So reply to me the truth.
You told me you were real. Always not a good way to start.
Yeah, really.
Many victims are waiting for the truth. Do not make me mad to make the videos and then send them out to everywhere.
Ooh.
I got to say, I don't think this tactic of threatening them with YouTube videos is working.
No, no. You know what? They don't seem as frightened as that as she was hoping.
She might need a different tool.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see. And then this is a post by one of her other names, Claire Williams. How have you got hit by scams? To the people who want the truth about the scam cases, I am fighting for the truth because I must do something after doing lots of research. Most of it incorrect. Some people really do not know the funds transfer, and I did pay lots of money and want the truth out. Please give me time because I want the truth out. Thanks to the people who like this page. So this is her page. And that's what she's getting out there because she's fighting for the truth, which I believe she thinks she is.
Yeah, I think she does believe that.
So I respond. I go, Santos is not from the UN. He is a scammer. When you post things like you do it makes confused victims think he is real. He is not.
Right.
He is never going to answer you. He is never going to help you. He is probably in Ghana right now scamming somebody else, and we can't stop him because we do not know who he really is. That is the truth.
Yes.
That's what I sent to her. So she responds. Subject, please wait for the truth. Please hold.
Please hold.
Mr. Davin.
Juice.
I guess Melvin Santos is dealing with the cases. He's got a busy caseload. You know, that's the problem with the United Nations. There's so much shit to do. Zika's 4 years away. Ebola's 3 years away. Gotta be proactive about
that's
this
funny.
Shit. Melvin Santos is on it. I guess Melvin Santos is dealing with the cases. I do hope my fighting can help the victims. I am not a selfish person because I was suffering and I got violence before.
You got what?
Violence before.
What is that, like the flu?
No, it's violence, stupid. Like you're going to get hit. She got,
she got violence before.
She got violence before. Ask for it by name. My company worried about me and they often came to see me and they are afraid that I would commit suicide. I am being healthy now. I have jobs and go to see a doctor too. Please wait for the truth. Well, that's good. That's the first time we're here.
All right, well, she's starting to get herself help. She's starting to get herself back.
I just hope it's not Dr. Bon Jovi. I hope that's not the doctor.
Right.
But still, she hasn't broken free of these guys yet. No. That's the problem.
It is a problem. I respond, the truth? Isn't that what you've been telling me all along? Because now she's like, tell me, wait for the truth. But here's a bunch of bullshit. But now we're going to get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Para la verdad, o prima el ocho.
No sotros.
For the truth, press 8.
Mr. Davin!
Oop, 3.
Threats.
Wrong! She lies. Green got gunshot 2 times. I guess that's a sentence.
Green got what?
Gunshot 2 times.
Okay.
I don't think it's funny. Joey's a hero. right after Memorial Day, you laugh at a vet. You're an asshole.
You know why? Because he's not real.
What?
Donald Trump donated to his fucking charity, stupid. A little respect. A little respect for Parker Green.
And he's still waiting for the money.
Well, that's not true. Don't be sleazy like the media.
I'm sleazy as ABC. That was the guy who was saying he was sleazy.
Oh, okay. Let it stay there for a while, because I did get the spam mails. I want to show you something. Ooh, hot. I want to show you something true about the real funds transfer. Oh, that's not what I was hoping for. I asked 3 people to look into it. Ooh, hot.
Leave it to you to make this very bland conversation dirty.
Kind of what I do.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, Miller is real, but I cannot explain it to you well, because I don't understand this language at all. And this is all horseshit. If the funds are approved and legalized, the funds will be transferred directly to the victims. This is what I'm fighting for. I am the man who will fight for your honor. Oh, wait, that's Chicago. Where I'll be transferring
Peter
tomorrow.
Peter Cetera wasn't on this.
Yeah, I knew it. Dr. Peter Cetera is in on this, too.
Dr. Peter Cetera.
I like Dr. Peter Cetera.
Yes.
Yes. It is the same as I consulted the expert here in Japan, the bank manager here in Tokyo, because I called him 3 years ago. All I need to put pressure to Melvin Santos. I am not joking, because this has been all shits and giggles thus far.
Really?
This one is real, because I also asked others to look for Jimmy before. I do not apply for the funds, because it's not my money. I just want my money back, money back, money back. So then this comes from, who the fuck is this coming from? I don't know who this is coming from, but it's attention to heart. Okay. Madam.
Oh.
Regards to the telex we received from our fiduciary payment agent on your behalf.
Wait. Telex? A telex?
What's a telex?
A telex machine. It's before fax machines.
Yeah.
That's like...
Somebody needs to update their files.
My mom used to use them when she was working in like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, like the mid 80s, we considered that to be like really old technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
know?
Maybe this is an email from one of the top legal secretaries in the country. Who am I to argue?
Wait a minute.
Nettie, is that you?
Nettie?
She sees the clouds. She's
let me tell you, if she was going to write me anything, don't let her take the house.
I'm surprised.
Don't let her take it.
I'm surprised you haven't been visited by the television again.
Yeah, really.
Listen, stupid, it's been a while, but not for nothing.
I'm surprised she hasn't been visited by the television. You knock it off, bitch. Why is Matlock talking to me like that?
Yeah. Why does Matlock look like your mother?
Let me put Reba back on.
Reba says what I want to hear. Regards to the telex we received from our fiduciary payment agent on your behalf, it state that fund... approved and will be transmitted directly to the bank with 72 hours. Immediately we receipt a payment confirmation slip. We will forward it to you.
Exactly.
Make sure you do as we have instructed to avoid complication or lapses. I will get back to you before the end of work today. Attention, Ann Jackson. Madam, my advice is that you stop every communication with other correspondent to avoid lapses. The investigation is going on. You're requested to state the amount spent in detail and for what purpose and to whom. If you have the person's contact email and phone, forward them all to me. We are only aware of Jimmy that deposited the funds with us on your behalf and directed us to contact you. But suddenly we did not hear from Mr. Jimmy.
Mr. Jimmy.
Not knowing that he was assassinated. Is he a fucking head of state?
Assassinated!
Was there a fucking drone strike? I mean, come on. Ugh. From the people who brought you telex.
People back in the 70s.
Really?
And I believe some bank official are aware of these and try to divert the fund. Basically, listen, I think you're getting scammed, lady, and we're trying to scam you over here. So if you stop talking to them and could send the money over here, we can help you.
That's pretty much what this is reading.
I think we have some competing scammer organizations.
Yeah.
I think we have a turf war over Anne.
Oh, no.
Doesn't that sound like it?
Yeah, this is scamming Coke versus scamming Pepsi.
Yes. I prefer scamming RC Cola. But the claimant department found out, and after investigate, yeah, because English is still not going to be used properly.
No.
And after investigate, we located you file, and then contacted you because you are the rightful beneficiary to the deposited funds.
Oh God!
I think she's opening herself up to more pain.
Yes.
I don't think this is going to work out well.
She's thinking that her love really did set some money aside, and somehow it got diverted.
Well, Jimmy was a business partner.
Jimmy was a business partner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was Green. No, wait.
Miller loves her, but she doesn't love Miller.
Right. Of course not.
I go to her. I go, who are these? Well, good. I'm glad I'm consistent. Who are these messages at the bottom from? Somebody you met in person? I get spam too, Ann. Welcome to the 21st century and having an email account. This is what I wrote down.
Oh, my God.
I'm in no mood. Apparently, I was getting fucked by an airline that day, too.
Yeah, I think so.
It does not mean you perceived enemy sent them. You are wrong to do this to the woman who brought this to our attention. You are being vindictive. Mr. Davin!
Four.
Jennifer sent mail to my boss before. Here is the mail I got from my boss, Mr. Ota.
Okay.
This is from Jennifer's Hotmail account, so it's real. To Mr. Ota from Jennifer Green. This is dated February 22nd, 2013. Dear Mr. Ota, I got your contact details from Miss Ann Jackson. My name is Jennifer Green. I am from the USA and am currently in UK, where I am doing my diploma in business administration. And I'll tell you, I am getting splinters in my hoo-ha.
I'm doing my diploma. It's like, what?
Well, that's why I think she was getting splinters in it.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to burn. Keep the lemon away from that fish. Anyway.
That's funny. Ow.
Thank you. Once in a while, Joe, don't laugh.
Just say funny.
It's all I can ask for. Like we're texting each other right now. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I intend to come to Japan and finish my education. But for the meantime, I will work with you as an English teacher.
They're killing me.
Bad. I asked Mrs. Ann Jackson, and she is trying to introduce you to me. I expect to read from you. Thanks.
I'm going to help you.
And she's working on what?
And being English teacher.
I expect to read from you.
She failed. She failed the interview.
I expect to read from
you.
She
did worse in her interview than you did in yours.
Oh, my God. It can't be worse. Yeah, I know, right?
I go, anybody who wrote this sentence, I am from the USA and I am currently in UK, where I'm doing my diploma in business administration, would never get a job as an English teacher. It is so bad, it's laughable.
Thank you.
This is what I wrote to her. I am in no mood, apparently.
It's so bad, it's laughable.
Yeah, I have had enough of her horse shit, too.
I know. It's like, oh, yeah, it is laughable. We laugh at you every week.
Yes. Well, that's not nice. No, Mr. Davin,
That is five.
Five.
Biological thinking. And then she named some anti-scammers.
Did you say biological thinking or biological thinking?
Biological thinking.
It's like biological
It did.
Thinking.
Biological thinking.
Sorry.
That's all right. You can be funny. So she named some anti-scammers. Do not know United Kingdom EFCC. The woman who brought this to her attention knows it. That is her who exposed the UK EFCC email, I guess. Just let it be for a while. I will tell you something later. By the way, I did consult the bank manager here. I found something while sending you mails. The funds can be released as long as Melvin Santos does something. You and hold the funds. I really do not know how to explain it to you.
Yeah, so I won't even bother. I'm just going to have it say something like nebulous and vague and have you fill in the blanks.
I will make videos sending it out everywhere if Melvin does not reply to me. I am fucking mad.
Oh.
I have a couple of hours here and I need to work hard tomorrow. Mr. Davin!
Oops, six.
Jennifer's real mom is from South Korea. Why not?
What?
Yes. American whose real mom is from South Korea. I think we've heard this before.
Yeah.
They got divorced due to Green's job. This is why Jennifer likes me. I am from Asia.
Oh, great, because all you Asians stick together. What is she talking
Fuck
about?
Miyagi, please. Please do not say this. No one knows. It only me, Green, and Miller. I do feel for this kid. She's nice. This is why I do keep it. Mr. Davin, I sent mail to BBC. Big Black Hawk? No, that's not it. I sent mail to BBC before, so I will do it again after making videos. Please wait for my new video about Melvin Santos. I will fight for this for the victims. This is not a joke. I need to look into funds transfer again because some of my students are working at the banks and one is working at a financial company, which is a famous company, UFJ, Mitsubishi Financial Company.
Oh, okay.
Good. I think they have a good car. Then she sends me another email. I must tell you something. Like she's not telling me shit.
No, I know. It's like, oh, really?
Like a little girl tells you something. A little kid. I got to tell you something.
Mr. Davin, wait a second. I got to tell you something.
Mr. Davin.
Seven.
If you're a good man, please do not expose this. This is what I sent to Jennifer just now. I guess I'm not a good man. This is an email she sent to Jennifer. And Parker Green and Miller? Jennifer, truly speaking, you are a victim like me. This is from June 3rd, 2014. Yeah. You are a victim like me. I found something from the mails from Morris Mariba. Oh, Morris.
Oh, that funny guy.
I really know what is going on. I do not want to hurt you because it hurts me a lot and destroys my life and my health. Bank lawyer Morris Mariba is not good enough because it is the international money transfer, and this is why he does not know it well. Money laundering issue is the main reason. I am putting pressure on so-called Dr. Melvin Santos.
Oh, yes!
What was that sigh for?
Pressure on Melvin Santos.
Oh.
I thought pressure on the Easter Bunny.
That's true.
Yeah.
About the funds transfer. It is not reasonable because we did pay lots of money. Yeah, it's called a scam. I'll ask my neighbor because her husband's account is frozen. She dealt with it going for similar procedures by Yorkshire Bank PLC. In fact, has no big amount at all, so they asked the government to release the funds. Here is the point I must tell you. That would be nice. Idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh.
We had a fucking Melvin Santos, right?
Yeah, once we did. Now it's so-called Melvin Santos.
Idiot Melvin Santos granted the funds, but it was being held in Australia. In fact, it is not logical, because I did pay for the tax clearances, as you know. This is why I was mad at you, and you went to Scotland.
Wait, it was in Australia, and you went to Scotland, you boob.
Went to Vision Joe's family. I don't know.
I don't understand.
I did ask you to confirm. In fact, this is not your fault, because you do not know the real funds transfer. No, it's his fucking job. It is his fault. I was sick for a while after getting violence. I don't know what this means. Was she like a fucking street fighter? Was she an MMA? What the hell happened to her? Was she a ninja where it didn't work out? I don't understand.
What does that mean?
She was from Japan.
That's why I said ninja. Thank you.
Must be karate.
I also had a fever for 3 weeks. Go to a fucking doctor.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
My company staff's worried about me and thought I would commit suicide. And this is why they came over to see me often. I do return the debts to them every month. Mr. Oda has 3 schools and he closed one because you do not come to Japan. What?
What?
I guess they needed this English teacher who couldn't speak English.
Mm. I really don't understand that. What was Mr. Oda's school? Why was that dependent on Jennifer, who doesn't exist?
They needed an English teacher, and Jennifer said that she'd be the English teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just did that 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I missed that connection. Sorry.
Yeah, listen on the replay. That'll be helpful.
I will.
I have jobs, and I earn the money to return to the debts to my company and credit card company, because Miller does not return the money to me. I am...
fucking pissed.
I am... oh...
Take your time.
I can't think. I don't know.
I am fucking mad, and that's what she wrote, too.
Oh.
I do hope you are fine. I found you are really weak like me before. Please do not get cold.
What?
I do feel for you. I am sorry because I have no ability to help you now. I do shed tears often while walking in the street or taking trains to work.
Oh, that's really sad.
Oh, great.
Please take care. I was very mad at your dad. He is a good man like my big brother. Please take care. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow. No, that's 9.
Even Brown Cotton cannot get the funds out. It's not his problem. It's from the government. I went to Western Union. The bank clerks explained it to me before. There is a limit to send money out due to money laundering issues. They ask me many questions before sending money. In Japan, sending money abroad is strict due to money laundering issues, but it is easier for business people to wire money. Brown is the first person who deals with my case, and this is why. It is not his fault. I had many students, and they are working now. I don't even understand. I am not old, but I did send many students to attend good universities before.
No, I get what you're saying. The kids have passed through her class. Now they're gone on. They've gone on to college, or they're working.
I'm sure under her tutelage they'll be fine. All I want to say is I need to put pressure on Melvin Zantos. I did pay lots of money, and so do Green and Miller. I am shedding tears because Jennifer is maybe suffering in London.
Oh, don't worry about her. Really, don't worry about her. Poor Joe. He's suffering here in New York. He can't take it.
Well, I respond. Jennifer's not suffering in the UK.
Yeah, there you go.
But after every outburst that she's had with Jennifer, she's concerned that she's suffering?
Yeah.
Well, she has a heart, Joe.
Yeah, it's bizarre because she's just like, oh, you messed up. You're awful. It's like, oh, my poor daughter. What? Why?
She's got a screw loose.
Yeah.
You think,
well,
Joe?
Yeah, it's really it's kind of sad that she's talking about, she's, you know, she's crying while she's walking along and she's going, can you just picture this person? Like,
I don't, I, you know,
like,
I don't have, yeah, but I don't have sympathy for her because, I mean, she's been told time and time again that these people aren't real.
Yeah, I know. She refuses to wake up.
She refuses to believe it. How are you going to have, you know, how it's hard to have sympathy for somebody that doesn't want to help themselves or not taking the steps, you know?
I
understand.
Wants
to battle you every way.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's like you have a person that comes up to you for help and goes, I have this situation, and explains it to you and goes, what should I do? And you sit down and you go over it with them and talk to them and stuff. And then they go along and they do the dumbest thing possible. And it always happens
you
that
try,
way. You're like, oh.
You know, there's people, I know people, my family, I know people. Joanne's better, you know, you try to help them and you go out of your way and they don't want to help themselves.
They can't help themselves out of a paper bag.
It gets to a point where you're like, you know what? You give up.
You're your own worst enemy.
Yeah, people might look, well, you're cruel. No, I'm not cruel.
Yeah.
When you're trying everything in the book and this person refuses to help themselves.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know a couple of people that are starting to make a turnaround. They realized, you know, that they screwed up and they're at rock bottom and they're really making an effort now to turn themselves around. But, you know, at a point, you know, you're like, you're on your own. But, you know, when you seem to start to make, you know, get better and make, then you help them. You do, but it has to be a two-way street.
Yeah. Right. They have to want the help.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, 10.
I am not sure if I told you something before.
Oh, you left something out?
When the funds over $50,000 are transferred to Japan, the bank will inform tax Bureau, not spelled even close.
Tax burrito.
Not spelled. Yeah.
It's not. I mean, she tried. It was valiant.
But the funny thing is, as soon as it said bureau, I was like, oh my God. And then you just hear not.
It's actually
close.
Logical. She went B-U-R-A-U-X. She went harder.
Yeah. No.
But the funny thing is, you answered a question what you were thinking in your head when you said bureau. I'm like, oh my God, not even close.
Yeah, I know. You guys are developing telepathy.
Thank you.
The bank will inform tax bureau first because the beneficiaries have to pay for the tax before the funds hit to their accounts. The tax bureau, consistent, also will check the funds very strictly.
Oh my, very. You know,
the
bureaucs.
Well, sometimes if I'm not sure of the spelling, I'll try fucking everything because I figure one of them will be right.
Yeah. Bureaucs.
Sticking to her guns. If the banks in other countries have no business connection with the banks in Japan, the beneficiaries have to pay for the funds transfer in advance before the funds hit their accounts.
Could you reread that really quick?
If the banks in other countries have no business connection with the banks in Japan, the beneficiaries have to pay for the funds transfer in advance before the funds hit their accounts.
Now, wouldn't you look into that?
Yeah, totally.
Wouldn't you look into that? Wouldn't you find out, all right, what bank are you sending it to? And what bank in Japan are you planning? You know, what's the bank that's going to send it from England, for example? What bank to Japan? And then you call those banks.
Right.
And go, is this the truth? And obviously they're going to say, well, maybe there is a small fee, but who knows?
Right.
But they might also say, well, that's horse shit.
Yeah, and it's like, and then why on earth would you send it to a person instead of to that bank directly?
Right, and you write back to them and you go, that's horseshit.
Yeah, right.
This kind of situation also possibly happens. This is a true case happening to me before. Mitsui Bank, God bless you, in Japan is a big one. I want to do funds transfer due to doing business, and the bank asked me to pay for the funds transfer in advance because Mitsui Bank has no business connection with the one in Taiwan. So Mitsui Bank needs to ask his agent to transfer money to the bank in Taiwan where I want to send.
So Mitsui Bank said that they need the fee?
That's what she's saying.
Because they don't have a business relationship with the bank in Taiwan. I mean, that does sort of make sense. It's not something that I've had experience
with. If it's coming from Mitsui Bank and not coming from the scammers, that's saying that Mitsui Bank needs the fee.
And you call and you've gotten this information by talking to somebody on the phone that you called.
Yeah, and don't worry about the bank. Send the money to us. We'll take care of Mitsui Bank. Yeah, Mitsui, it depends on who's sending this information.
Right.
Let's see. So Mitsui Bank needs to ask his agent to transfer the money to the bank in Taiwan where I want to send. In this way, the fees for funds transfer is much more expensive because it is not direct funds transfer. It would be through other bank to do the funds transfer. There are many cases like this. So Mitsui Bank told me they will do the funds transfer from Japan to Hong Kong to Taiwan.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're saying Mitsui Bank is a legal, real entity, okay?
Right.
And they want a fee. Let's go with that auspices. Okay, they want that. Okay, now, this bank with these officials are going to go to this other bank in Taiwan, which is a bank, a real bank in Taiwan with real officers that they're going to deal with.
Right.
Transferring money. But from the scare, so how, you know what I'm saying? Scammers, you've got two legit organizations.
How are you going to get the
money
out of
her? How are they
going
to do that?
Yeah.
You know, and a legit, Mitsui Bank is a real entity. They're going to call this bank in Taiwan that the scammers might have made up. They're not stupid.
Well, I mean, they probably have say, oh, well, send it to me. I'm the attorney and I'll be handling this transaction for you or something like that. But I guess we'll find out if she mentions
why. But I think
why.
Banks are a little bit more thorough than that.
No, I mean, the scammers are going to say that. It's not how it would really happen.
Yeah, because, you know? Cause now you're thinking
this
bank. But
she doesn't check to make sure
how
but,
you know, and it's
work.
Like, you know, like I said, if he said, well, they're you know, it's a real entity, you know, they have to deal with another real entity.
Yeah.
And how could you, you know, so it's interesting how they could pull that horse shit off.
Scammers, they have ways. There are many cases like this. So Mitsui Bank told me they will do the funds transfer from Japan to Hong Kong to Taiwan, or the route for the funds transfer from Japan to Malaysia to Taiwan due to non-diplomatic relationship between Taiwan and Japan. This is the problem between government to government. Yorkshire Bank PLC has no connection with the bank in Japan. So Yorkshire Bank will wire the money through other countries to Japan, which I don't believe.
And I also believe that Japan has connections with Taiwan. I think it's mainland China that they don't have connections
to. I think so, too.
Right, I think so, too.
Unless when mainland China was taking over Taiwan again, maybe that might have ended that, giving her, you know, the benefit of the doubt. But I still think that Taiwan would have relations with Japan.
Yeah, I would think so.
Let's see. Yorkshire Bank PLC has no connection with the bank in Japan. So Yorkshire Bank will wire the money through other countries to Japan. So when Yorkshire Bank do the funds transfer to Japan, that will not be direct funds transfer. This is why the funds will be held in other countries.
Is this laundering? It sounds to me like it's laundering. How is a legal entity going to be involved with laundering? A bank like that, if it's a legitimate bank, it sounds like a bank officer. What am I fucking laundering here? What's going on?
I don't know, but it seems like, well.
Sounds like laundering to me.
Lisa said, hope this money has frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, really.
Hope they're not flying American. This is why the funds will be held in other countries, and the third country will hold the funds and ask for the tax clearance again and again. The funds will not be out. And that's these last couple of sentences make me think the whole thing's horseshit.
Yeah.
They don't just keep on piling on fees and the money gets held.
No.
Yorkshire Bank sent money to his agent, and then the agent tried to send money to Japan. The route is like this: Yorkshire Bank to Australia to Japan.
It's fucking laundering.
Why? And why does it have to hop through all of these?
It should be done
places.
Bank to bank, and I don't think a legitimate. Why am I yelling? I don't think a legitimate bank.
Because you're you.
Okay, thank you. I don't think a legitimate bank would sit there and go over everything and go, well, why is this going here? Why? Oh, well, hold on. Let me call the officer of this other bank. You know, I mean, and as a fee, that's what you're paying them to do.
But why is it moving from country to country to country? Like, it has all these, stops and layovers.
Because I think it's going from scammer to scammer to scammer.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is that if these banks are legit, these officers are going to look into this.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What's the intriguing thing about this.
And the thing that you would never look into.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. The route is like this. Yorkshire Bank to Australia, Japan. Unluckily, the Australian government asked the tax clearances. As luck would have... It's not a luck thing.
Yeah. Oh, let's look into this thing that we do as a business transaction every day.
Jennifer does not know this because she is just a kid.
A kid?
She's
in her early 20s, according to what she said,
Yeah, but when
said,
you get
right?
hit by a truck, it takes away a couple of years. It's common knowledge. Everybody knows that. You wouldn't know that because you're just a
but
kid.
But you know what?
But I
she's
miss
not.
That.
But she's not. She's not and should have more common sense. Why do I feel like I'm talking to my wife?
Do me a favor, dear. Put on Reba.
Yeah.
Joe's talking.
I'm sorry. I've been arguing for the past week. So
I know. He's still in argument mode.
Well, he's coming here. He figured it'd be necessary. Joanne was just practice.
At least I'm talking to two people with brains.
Aww. Wait, isolate that.
Oh, he's been beaten nice.
I
like
know.
This.
You turned into a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
he's been beaten nice.
It took
nice.
My estranged wife and an airline for you. Make us nice.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, all right. Brown Cotton indeed uses the law enforcement, but it's not easy to get the funds out of it. The UN do not do anything. It's not their job. Me, why would you trust people you never met in person with such large sums of money?
True.
Which is what every scam comes down to.
Yes.
Every fucking scam where money is exchanged hands. People you don't know, why
I
you said
I wish this was real time so you could actually go to, and what about the banks? Are these banks legit? And what's going to happen?
Well, I've done research on these banks before.
And
I don't
these
know
banks are legit?
I don't remember what I found out. It's been a long time.
I think a lot of them existed.
Yeah, we've done this for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, it was like horse shit. Mr. Davin!
Oh, my God. Jesus. 11.
It depends on the countries. In Indonesia, if the funds transfer is under $100,000 or transferred, they do not need to pay for the tax. Mr. Davin, this is why I blame Brown Cotton, because he should check out the route for the funds transfer and explain to the victims. In fact, he does not know the funds transfer well. Another incompetent rube.
And you should oversee.
I can't anymore.
You just did.
Oh, I think I did.
We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, we most certainly will.
Yeah, we will.
provided my flight lands on time at some point or within 24 hours of landing on time.
Really? What I meant to say is I can't tonight.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tonight. We're finishing it up.
I know.
What's the tally?
Okay, well.
Ho? Don't you fucking right? I gotta laugh.
I resent that.
You know how many times you said something god awful and she bailed you out? And it didn't just lay there and then she laughed.
All right, Trump, calm down.
Trump, you're sleazy.
Wait, that's my job. All right. There were 12 Mr. Davins. So the closest one to that was me.
How many did you have?
I had 7.
Okay.
And that's as close as we got.
All right.
And then there were 0 fucking liars, and that was Lisa.
Lisa.
And there was one so-called Melvin Santos, and that was Lisa. So Lisa wins tonight.
That a girl.
Well, I know.
You bit the ass off the moon on those Mr. Diamonds.
I know. I'm not sure what that means, but sure.
Joe's hungry and wants cheese. I don't know what the fuck he's talking
about. I was going along with it, and I'm like, bit the ass.
Joe just says, Joe tries to be folksy, but doesn't understand it sounds retarded coming from him. If you had, a southern accent, you could pull it off. You know, because you kind of expect that type of thing from Southern folks, and it sounds folksy.
Oh,
when you do it, you go, who is this fucking lunatic?
Oh, I just saw something on the internet. They were saying how Hillary happens to sound like wherever she is.
Of course.
And then she was doing...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
she was doing a speech in the South, and all of a sudden she started getting this drawl on, and I was like,
that's
hilarious.
That happens to me, too.
I do that, too, but it's still
very
funny.
When I get to Long Island, I sound like an asshole. You just have to when you pay that toll.
Oh, God. And Joe just shakes his head.
We try to do it. We keep that toll to try to keep you out of there, but unfortunately you keep coming up with the money.
No, thank goodness the Obama economy's worked out well, and I can afford to make take that trip to piss you off. Thank you, Muslim Kenyan president.
Yes. For making mostly part-time jobs and inflating the figures on unemployment. But that's
inflating
like,
the figures? Yeah, because you got like a little fucking jag.
No, because most of the jobs are part-time menial jobs. It's not a really...
I don't know anybody's been downsized. I don't know anybody's been downsized.
There were a lot of people for...
Yeah, but before that, they were out of work. So they went. So some of those
people...
Oh,
I'm seeing also, what you're saying.
Not
no, no,
into
no.
account a lot of people that just frankly gave up looking for a job.
Yeah, because it's like your parents fucking told you, stay in school. It's like you the jobs don't exist, and that's not what any politician... All these politicians are full of shit, by the way. I don't want to end on this. But
what?
These politicians... The jobs are not coming back. You're never going to make
They're
widgets
not.
Again. It's in fucking China, and unless you like fucking rice, get over it. It ain't coming back. There's a reason why you get an education,
it might, well,
or learn a trade.
Some of those jobs might be coming back because basically, if the differential on importing it is close enough to the making it domestically, they will come back. And I've noticed that in some cases it has.
Well, we'll see. I wouldn't expect us to be making widgets or coal or doing any of that.
It would be
shit.
Nice if we could do that again, though.
Well, we don't need coal anymore, but it would be nice to train those people into making renewable energy, retrain those folks.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get them off.
Well, you know what the funny thing is about like with the whole thing with electric car, electric cars of the future. Do you know what powers most power plants? Oil.
Is that crazy? Yeah.
Right, but if we could reduce that dependence,
you're going to be using as much oil to generate that.
Of course, now.
Cars.
Right, but it starts. You got to start, and we've made improvements. Hmm. I mean, you look around on my block. There's a lot more solar panels than when I moved.
Solar. That's another thing.
And
yeah,
solar's
that's...
been around. It's like 20, 30 years. It used to be it's too expensive. Nobody switched. It's finally becoming affordable.
Yeah.
The technology gets better, so it's crazy not to invest in it. You have to invest in these renewable energies because that is the future. And if we don't invest in it, countries like China and Japan and other countries will get beaten.
Oh, they're going to pound us.
Yeah, I mean, coal is, oil is, it's old
yeah.
news.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unfortunately, people in West Virginia don't want to hear it, but that's just the reality of it. When people stop having liking to laugh, my job will become obsolete.
Well, if you talk about technology, yeah. I mean, you also talk about clean coal. You can also make coal, clean with
well,
technology.
Supposedly that's a myth.
That.
I don't know about that, but I've read in places where there's no such thing. As clean coal, where it's still very dirty.
Yeah, I really don't know the answer to that, but I do think that having renewable sources, I think that it's excellent that you go around and you see solar panels on people's homes and like some towns are doing that.
If we were gonna, you see it on the light posts and everything. It's the future. You can't look back.
No. It's
at one point somebody got upset about the printing press. You're gonna you know how many people I have writing by hand. You're gonna kill the pen and quill industry. What are you doing?
What are we gonna do with all those monks?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you're putting monks out of business.
Exactly. Now look at it. Nobody listens to a monk.
just sit there and pray all day.
Exactly. Yeah. Praying the jobs come back, and they ain't coming back.
Or we're going to have them make more wine. Ooh, wait. Win-win.
Look to the future. Look to the future. And right now, we're going to look to future. I don't know. That's a bad segue. But fuck it. We're going to do it anyway.
We're looking to our...
Shit.
I just want to see something here. All right, we're ending our. We were going to try to get.
Yeah, but
all
of a sudden, you guys were very. We talked about banking, and you guys like perked up.
I'm sorry, showing exuberance towards the tail end of the show.
It's out of character. Usually, you're a fucking zombie by this point in the show. Stupid woke up. He was a zombie coming in, and because I got so pissed off, it fucking gave him energy. He feeds off my anger.
Oh God, talking about renewable energy.
Funny. Well, as long as you're around and in my life, you're going to be fine, my little vampire friend. It's a renewable. Yeah. Joe keeps on pissing me off. I keep on getting angry. Joe keeps on feeding me off.
I'm pissing you off.
Exactly. It works round and round. We can power a nation off my anger.
It's great.
Oh, let's thank people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women, and transgenders, I guess, for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat, and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fredico today, who, by the way, got married.
Yes, I saw it. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sensei. Today, and I didn't comment on the suit.
Oh,
he was very shiny suit. Dude, the bride looked lovely. His bride, beautiful. I don't
beautiful.
Know.
Beautiful. In the sun, I saw the shiny suit, and I was just like, oh, dude, no.
I almost, right. What'd you get out of the Michael Jackson collection? But what I didn't.
That's
hey,
very
what
Italian.
A great day for him, man. I'm very happy.
Michael Jackson? He wasn't there.
Not you. Stupid.
Don't. Why do you feed into that when he says those dumb things?
It's late.
What? When did... It's late.
Yes, as opposed... Why don't you just ignore it, like when Pip says dumb things?
Yeah. Wait, what?
And sometimes they have a point. Anyway, contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. And when you do, wish him a congratulations, too. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin, our pal of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on July 15th. It's going to be starring Joe Bronzy, so make your reservations because that show will sell out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered. Or have them cater your party or that special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Sidespinning Productions, all your entertainment needs. Office party, got a restaurant, got a house party, birthday, need a roast. It was cool. 551-404-3094. Sidespinning Productions, 551-404-3094. And of course, sidesplittingproductions.com, all your entertainment needs.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks an authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Pip, you are going to have an engagement.
Yes, I do. I actually have something to do. Ooh. I am going to be the guest on Mostly Movies show. On
are you going to be the part that's not movies?
Yeah.
It's like Mostly Movies and Pip.
That's pretty much. In the pie chart of the show, yes, I'm going to be the other. I'm going to be the wedge.
You're always the other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. Where can people hear that?
Well, they're going to be able to hear that. It's Wednesday, June 1st, tomorrow, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.wrcr.com. That's WRCR, which is 1700 a.m. in the New York area.
1700 a.m.
Yes, it exists.
I don't doubt it.
I know.
Well,
so
listen to Pip. And
listen in or listen on the internet, whichever you're available to do.
Enjoy Pip's wisdom on movies.
Nice.
Yes. I'm going to talk about the show, too.
Nobody wants to hear that. No, please do promote. Joe's going to be places.
Yes, tomorrow, June 1st, I'll be at the Station Bar and Grill in Garwood, New Jersey, 99 Center Street, 8:30 show, so come on down and check that out. June 4th, I'll be at Joker's Comedy Club in Chester, New York. That's at 78 Brookside Drive. It's going to be a 9 p.m. show, 845-345-1039 for reservations.
Come on out. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I'll be with Patty Rossborough, very funny young lady.
You guys will have a good time. I won't be there. It's a couple minutes away from where I live, but you should check out Joe if you're in the area. Because I'm on tour, and I'm leaving in hours, and although I don't have an itinerary yet. Thank you, United.
He believes he's leaving in a few hours.
Allegedly, there's a plane at Newark.
Allegedly.
I'm probably up on blocks. Somebody spray painted it.
They're building it now.
Windows are smashed out. They're selling it for parts.
And you want to know something? You'll get on it and get the fuck out of town.
They're working on it with a little IKEA Allen wrench right now. Right.
Always makes me nervous when there's a plane change. That's all right. I won't sleep. Anyway, Wednesday, June 1st, I'll be in Mescalero, New Mexico at the Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort and Casino. For tickets, call 575-464-7089. 575-464-7089. And if everything works out, I won't be in the clothes that I flew in on. And I'll actually get there on time. Thursday, June 2nd, I'll be in Santa Ana, Pueblo, New Mexico at the Santa Ana Star Casino. For tickets, call 505-867-000. Friday, June 3rd, I'll be in Farmington, New Mexico at the Sunray Park and Casino. For tickets, call 505-566-1200. Saturday, June 4th, I'll be in Montrose, Colorado at the Canyon Creek Bed and Breakfast. They do shows there. You're not hanging out in my room. For tickets, call 970. You know, it's kind of like a weird thing to promote.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 4th, I'll be hanging out in a Motel 6. Swing on by. No. For tickets, call 970-249-2886, 970-249-2886. And then on Sunday, June 5th, I wrap up this whirlwind tour of New Mexico. I'll be in Los Lunas, New Mexico, at the Wild Pony. For tickets, call 505-721-7349.
An actual wild pony. He chases him around a little stall.
I'm not going to be in him, stupid. That's a different show. It's a donkey show, not a pony show. I'll be in 505-721-7349. Then I fly back on Monday. We do a show Tuesday. And I begin my career in porn on Wednesday. So it's busy, busy.
Wow.
Yes.
By the way, Lisa says that the plane that you're getting on is the missing Malaysian plane.
You're an asshole, Lisa. Don't you have a Blue Jays team to lose interest in?
They're winning.
Are they?
Yeah.
Fucking Yankees suck.
I know.
Yankees suck a bad killing
me. She's been filling me in on the score and the Yankees lack thereof, so I really didn't want to bring that in the mood you were in earlier. She was trying to like oh, the Yankees are ahead, and you're like, ah, fuck a duck, you know. It's just like, okay.
No, she's Canadian. Fuck a Canadian goose, stupid. Be on point. All right, enough of this horse shit. We'll do this again next
week. Yeah, next week, in between your flight and your porn.
Yes. Not at the same fucking time. It'd be a hell of a flight. It'd be the best flight ever. This is way better than coach. I like this. I didn't know blowjobs were happening in first class. This is terrific. No, I don't want peanuts. She's licking my nuts.
Coffee tear. Ah!
I'll tell you. It's the only way to fly.
Really?
All of a sudden, it's worth $1,500 for a two-hour flight.
Wow.
All right.
I usually get $20.
Well, you're worth $20. That's your new gig, taking the pay cut.
Yeah.
And you interviewed. All right. Well, this was fun. Thank you guys for hanging out and listening to the various modes of the show.
Yes, really.
Have a pleasant week, everybody.
There were plenty of modes, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you like us, tell us.